Another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
Take bow and arrow and shoot while standing, walking, or when mounted on a speeding horse. Lone Wolf was a Kiowa Indian who from childhood was a man of few words. As a boy, Lone Wolf roamed the wild wood alone. He hunted alone. He made his first bow and arrow at the age of 5, and by the time he was 15 years of age, he could outshoot any Indian of any tribe. In fact, his amazing deadly shooting with the bow and arrow while riding baffled a Buffalo Bill. Yes, sir, Dad blamed that Indian. Well, at any rate, Lone Wolf was born on the Kansas Prairie during the first tide of westbound immigration. He was one of the 9 outstanding Indians who signed the Medicine Lodge Treaty in 1867, a treaty by which the Kiowa Indians agreed to go on a reservation where they would be protected and given a yearly food allowance by the government. It was his daring and his fearless manner that really made Lone Wolf high chief at the age of 20, an occasion which brought 5,000 Indians from wigwam and teepee to honor him with a colorful buffalo dance. Listen. Well, sir, my Indian boys who were just doing this dance for you, I guess it looked kind of funny to some of you folks out there. A lot of you folks don't know much about Indian treatment, and a lot of you don't care. But in the early days, the Kiowas were not a disturbing element. They were peaceful on the buffalo range, killing buffalo only when they needed food, moving into the forest at the approach of winter, and the Kiowa women made the campfire and a simple meal of wild turnip and buffalo meat. As a diversion, they made beautiful beaded pouches, neck bands, fancy moccasins, and various works of native art. The men, of course, did the hunting, fishing, and the ceremonial dance. Trained wild horses sometimes, of course, and had done a lot of practice shooting with the bow and arrow. Well, sir, when gold was found out west in 1849, you know how them kind of things do. It makes a lot of people kind of get greedy, and there was a great tide of immigration turned to California. The old Indian trail was no longer a peaceful road for the Indian. Trapper, trader, prospector, and soldier began to harass the Indian. buffalo were being shot down just for sport. A treaty was made between our government and various Indian tribes, which, of course, offered peace and protection. And, of course, it granted the white man a pass through the Kiowa country under a definite promise the Kiowa hunting ground would be respected. But, you know, that promise was broken more quickly than made, and the Kiowa stood and stared at the long train of caravans passing through the country. Kind of strange, you know, when people see a lot of money ahead, they don't seem to think about principle or honor. But meanwhile, despite the promise of peace and friendship and plenty, the greed for money and the greed for power brought on a conflict. Yes, sir, that was the Civil War. White men fighting white men. Men who had talked of honor and peace to the Indian. Men who had made treaties, more promises, none of which had been kept. All this made the lone wolf think. It made Lone Wolf go out upon the windy plain one day. Here in silence he prayed to the Great Spirit. Why were white men fighting white men? What would become of the Indian? Well, he could not understand, but he could see a bad future for his tribe. And yet, Lone Wolf returned to the Kiowa camp, content to wait. Then next came the stagecoach and the Pony Express, carrying money and message and mail to pioneers, white people way out west. Stages were being held up and robbed. People were being killed, and one day, an innocent Kiowa Indian was accused of crime, caught and put to death without any investigation whatever. Well, sir, a few days later, Lone Wolf came from a buffalo hunt and found his father dead. His young brother dying. His own home in ashes and his beautiful sister in the arms of a white man fleeing from the tragedy. Well, you know what you would have done. I know what I would have done. But then and there, Lone Wolf stood like a statue, his heart throbbing in revenge after making the Great Spirit to ask his aid and to offer him aid. Lone Wolf made a call the white man would never forget. Well, folks, you know, that kind of a call would frighten anybody. But a few days later, lone, unaided, Lone Wolf, the Kiowa chief, held up two stages guarded by eight armed men. And while all eight men were firing at Lone Wolf, that Indian, dad blame him, he dodged like a hummingbird. Then with eight flashing arrows, he dropped the right men, the eight men. Then he took a bag of gold, three robes. He cut the harness, and as the ponies raced out across the prairie, Lone Wolf made the two women and the four men passengers disrobe, take off their shoes, and he demanded they start out across the windy plain 200 miles from habitation. Yes, sir, and he told them to keep walking. And if they would turn back against his rule, his outlaw band would kill them. Oh, I know that wasn't right. It wasn't right for anybody to do things like that, but Lone Wolf did, and a few days later, through a distant field glass, Buffalo Bill saw Lone Wolf watching an army scout right out on the prairie. And to demonstrate his ability to army men who might claim the body, Lone Wolf began shooting at the scout. Well, sir, his first arrow struck in the saddle horn 200 yards away. As the soldier raised his rifle in defense, a second arrow caught the white man's left hand holding the gun. The horses plunged and throwing the rider, and he stumbled to his feet and started, of course, to run back toward the army fort. But Lone Wolf raised his bow. Then he sent a whizzing arrow that caught the man's leg just above the knee, knocking him down, and again the white man stumbled to his feet, screaming for life. 100 yards further, nearly 1,000 feet away, a soldier fell with an arrow through his head. Buffalo Bill cut loose with 5 rifle shots, but Lone Wolf was over the hill and gone. 1 month later, Lone Wolf, apparently warning the army men to know just how well he could shoot, and during a battle in which the Kiowas were in the open, and the soldiers were behind army wagons and great bags of sand. Well, folks, that's just what they did in those days. It must have been a terrible thing. But you know what Lone Wolf did? That dad-blame Indian rode right up within 100 yards of the enemy. He dismounted. His trained white pony lay down right there in the face of a firing squad of several hundred soldiers. Lone Wolf, cool as morning dew, shot an arrow from beneath his right leg, another with the bow held above his head, and still another with the bow upside down. Then, turning his back to the enemy and in a bending position, Lone Wolf began shooting with deadly work. He killed the captain, the lieutenant, and 2 more army men. The Kiowas soon became known as the most daring fighting band of Indians in all America. 50 years later, friends, pioneers told thrilling tales of Indian wars. Few old men who knew Buffalo Bill still remain, but no living man who knew Lone Wolf can ever forget the courage and the deadly parachuting of the Kiowa chief. This is the old trapper saying goodbye, as the Indian did. Yo-ho, yo-ho.